I want to say hi to everybody out there listening. It's great to have you guys. Look at the Meekers waving at us. Hey guys, how's it going? Good to see you guys. Outstanding. What a cool thing. You know, working from home just 10 years ago, you guys cannot imagine how hard it must have been to be a direct selling company in 1988 when all you could do to communicate. In fact, when I first got into NECAN 10 years ago, we used to have to print out mailing labels. They actually had a program, and you would, like, do mailers for your folks. 10 years ago, conferencing bridges didn't exist. WebEx certainly didn't exist. High-speed internet barely existed. DVD, I remember dropping VHS. We used to get VHS tapes to get our message out by the box. And it had come in trades that big. You probably remember that, don't you? Getting VHS tapes and handing them out. What I want you guys to understand is what's happened now is the world has changed, and technology has changed, and business has changed. And it's not well understood by most people the way that the world has changed. The company you're going to hear about tonight is where the world is going. And I think that the stuff I'm going to show you tonight, well, let me put it to you this way. Whether you want to be a part of NECAN or not is up to you. And the reason I mention that, my brother's a pastor. It's not for him. You know what I'm saying? He loves the products. In fact, he takes a lot of the products. But he's doing something that he's passionate about and he loves and his heart's on fire about it. His family's behind him. And that is their life's work. So he appreciates it. For my wife and I, I'm Rick Murphy and my wife Paige, and we're here in Austin. We have a great team of folks here in Austin, Texas to share this vision with you tonight. Our job is to tell you what we're up to, see if it's a good fit for you. Certainly when I was growing up, I always thought a real job was being an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor or something. I didn't grow up saying I want to be, you know, I don't even know what I do, to be honest with you guys. It's like a new thing. Maybe they'll have a cool name like we always put in our business cards, professional network builder or something. Basically, I've got a membership to Costco here that I get paid for using. That's my career. I'm a use lots of healthy stuff, talk about her, get her paid her a lot. I mean, it's a whole different career field, and it's an entirely different way to look at work. What's interesting is you can earn a great big fat white-collar income without the great big fat white-collar hours. And it's an extraordinary thing, but I remember the biggest thing when I was hearing about this, I didn't know what the heck it was. In fact, I said, is this one of those things? Because I didn't know what it was. A lot of people will say that because they don't really know what it is, and that's their way to say I don't get it. And it took me months. My wife, to her credit, she put herself through UT and had a job as a trainer and doing lots of great stuff in corporate. She saw this more quickly than I did for some reason. But I only watch 8 John Wayne movies, so I'm not that surprised that I'm not that progressive, if you know what I'm trying to say. So changing careers was a big deal to me. In fact, when I started with NECAN, my grandmother said, oh, Ricky, you left good job to do what? Pretty funny. So most of what I do is just try to explain to people, one, the world has changed, and two, this is the kind of company that's going to be the future. Somebody said to me, oh, is this a real company? And I said, no, we don't borrow money from the government, downsize people, move to China, and then have the people that are left there demoralized making less money. So no, we're not a real company. We're the next generation of company. We're defining what real is. So it's an extraordinary thing. So tonight what I'd like you guys to do is evaluate this. I'll tell you right now, line up your best team of experts after this. And you ask them if a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar biggest and only total wellness company who works in third dimension, meaning from home, across international borders with the highest tech infrastructure possible, is at least viable. You would find yourself in a very difficult position arguing this is not where jobs are going. Okay? So the bottom line is sit back, relax. We're going to give you the skinny, the scoop, and the final word on what this company is all about. You can play match up and see if it's a good fit for you. My wife and I have been doing this for 10 years. We've been doing it together for several years, meaning it replaced both of our incomes. And we're able to basically now to be free and hang out, do what we like to do and when we want to do it. In fact, we're involved in a sleep study right now that's going to take about 30 years where we go to bed and we won't wake up when we want. And we're going to publish a paper on how that impacts your life in a positive capacity. And we're doing that for you. I want you to know that. And what's more is we need lots of other people to be involved in the sleep study. So we're trying to really recruit people to be involved in the world's largest sleep study. That's our gift to humanity, okay? So sit back, relax. Thank you for being here. I hope you have fun. I hope you dig this. And at the very least, you find something really interesting and you find this to be something where you had a good time tonight. So thanks. Let's go to the first slide. We're going to break this down based on the following five things. Pieces of a pie, because most people how many of you guys going through school were taught how to evaluate a business? I was taught how to build a resume by people who had resumes, who were taught by people who had resumes. By the way, there's two types of people, people that build resumes and people that build networks. Take a wild guess who is retired and lives the way they want to live. People that build resumes. What's funny is people that think about networking, they tell you to build a network so you can use a better resume. They don't even quite get all the way there. Build the network so you can set yourself free and you can live the way other people want to live. We're going to tell you about this in five things: the company, the industry, the products, and how to get started. Because I would imagine all of you right now have things you like to do in your life, and one of them is not, gee, Rick, I'd like another job. This is not another job. This is the thing you're going to do every day, so in a year you don't have a job. Okay? But that's still important. It's how the heck do you get going. We're going to break it down, and then the biggest piece of the pie is you. So you have to take the metric of who we are and measure it versus who you are through all of these. So let's start on this magnificent journey with the first slide, the company. Our mission is to inspire individuals to discover a whole new way of life and provide them the opportunity to live it by changing their lives through improved health and financial well-being. We're not about just the company making money. We're not about just the customers getting a great product. We're about helping people live a better life. Now, where do most people spend most of their time in their career? Just on making money, right? And what's the biggest thing that suffers? Your health. And then when you retire, you spend all your wealth to get back your health. You'll see that as we go through this presentation. The company's about you having a better life. By the way, that's how they make their money. Let's go to the next one, please. And by the way, some people tonight are watching this presentation via PowerPoint. One of the things that we added, if you're having trouble getting on the WebEx, we loaded up the PowerPoints online. This is Paige's idea today to do this because some people are on dial-up. You guys can now download the PowerPoint, and you can listen here, and you can watch virtually the same presentation without the unimaginable added benefit of seeing me in the 2-inch box. Other than that, it'll be the same presentation. So if you're watching there, when I go to the next one, that's one of the reasons I'm saying that, not just to be pedantic and say that every time. So that's what we're doing. The company itself was founded 34 years ago by Isamu Masuda, built on the five pillars of health. As I said, the company's all about balance, helping people have better lives. When you're retired and making lots of money and helping lots of people, Niken makes more. That's pretty interesting because when I was in corporate, if I made more money, the company made less money or they raised their prices. This is a different ballgame. It was the fastest growing company in Japanese history, reached $1 billion in sales faster than McDonald's or IBM, and we were the largest provider of healthcare products in Japan. Japan was the healthiest country in the world, and we did it without ever running an ad. That was our beginning. We've expanded. If you go to the next one, Niken today, we have state-of-the-art facilities and infrastructure. In fact, if you guys look at movies and commercials all over the country, the latest one we saw was the U.S. Army recruiting. Have you guys ever seen the Army commercial? That was filmed at Niken headquarters. Iron Man filmed at Niken headquarters. It's like a state-of-the-art spaceship. They call the main room the control room. That's how high-tech it is. When you go in there, you can see who's doing what in all parts of the country. They have graphs that come up. It's the most amazing IT and technology in the world. In fact, if you were standing at the front door of Niken and placed an order, you could not run around the back of the building before it's in a box and on a UPS truck. It's automated. They have bins. It's automatically filled. I've been in there, and you can watch it go into action and fill these boxes and bins. They dump in and by the way, even the boxes and the little peanuts they put inside the boxes are biodegradable. And Niken's even green in the boxes that they send out because they're involved in health and wellness. We have a 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet. Less than 0.5% of all companies rated by Dun & Bradstreet have this. You have to be debt-free. How many of you guys would like to name me a major public company today that is debt-free? Bank of America? Even the bank isn't debt-free. How do you guys like the fact that even the bank isn't debt-free? It's ridiculous. You guys, how many of you guys have a car, will buy a car, or have had a car? How do you not make money selling $35,000 cars? It is ridiculous. By the way, Niken, every product we have, we've moved into 37 countries on 5 continents, has never borrowed a nickel. We have Liz Coker, who's generally here with us tonight. She's in Ecuador tonight, just sponsored 40 people because we opened the country of Ecuador. Sarah and I were talking on the lobby. You said that she's already brought on board 4. We know nothing about Ecuador, but there's someone in Ecuador, and we're happy someone's in Ecuador. I mean, I've always been pleased people are in Ecuador, don't get me wrong. We're extra pleased now because we're going to get money from a country we've never even been to, from people who see this as, by the way, you think they're excited in Ecuador to have a chance to own their own business? Americans are like, 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar company, I'm going to stick with the old salt mine. Show this to somebody who's been in a country where opportunity doesn't exist, they're all over it. Why do you think an immigrant that moves here is 30 times more likely to be a millionaire than an American born? Opportunity, okay? Do you see opportunity? We've been published in major medical journals. When was the last time you went to a home business meeting that a 5A1 rating was published in medical journals? You may have to wait a while again for that one. We've had over 30 to 40 million customers. We've done over $65 billion in sales. We're the member of the Direct Selling Association, so if you're wondering if it's a legitimate business, you can't get in that unless you are. It's out in Washington. It's a big organization. We have a vision to be the largest wealth company and the largest home business in the world. How many people here, even if you've never heard of Niken, could we safely say it's at least bordering in capacity on legitimate? That's a joke because you've never heard of it. When I first, I never thought it was no big company. So can we at least put a check in the box? The company's big. And by the way, let's just put a little cap on it. Right now we have 0.025% market penetration. Not 25%. Not 2.5%. 0.025%. 0.025%. 25 in 1,000 people know our name. Anybody here think there might be an opportunity here? It's awesome. So let's go to the next one. The industry we're in is healthcare. How many people here realize healthcare is quite a problem? Let's talk about that for a little while. And by the way, I mentioned what industry we're in is because if we were making some little niche product in a niche market, you can grow that big. But if you're that big in a market that's that big, you're that big. You see what I'm saying? We're just playing in a giant pond. The healthcare industry, we don't really have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. The U.S. medical system does wonders for people that are hurt. Look, if I get in a car wreck tonight, I thank the Lord there's a level one trauma center close to here. I thank the Lord they can patch me up. They can do the things they can do. The problem is they can't keep me from having problems with diabetes and strokes and cancers because they only know how to treat me when I'm broken. How many of you guys change the oil in your car? How many do it when your car's running just fine? Why do you change the oil in your car? Because we've all accepted if you spend the 50 bucks, you won't break in a year. Well, what we're doing in healthcare is we're waiting until all of our engines explode, and then we've got people on Capitol Hill saying, we need to slow the cost of engine replacement. Average Americans cannot afford the $5,000. Mechanics are evil. Well, it's not all the mechanics' fault when you bring a car in that's completely smoked. Can we agree? It's partially up to you. The problem is the doctors, there is no billing event in the medical codes for a non-visit. Can you imagine if you guys got a visit? Mr. Murphy, you're healthy today. Here's a bill for $300. Right? They don't do it. Why? Because it's event-driven. What happens if you don't have an event? You don't get a bill. So the problem is the people in charge of your health care are really only in charge of your sick care. And drug companies, hey, all the hundreds of ads you see on TV for drugs, can you guys name me one drug that you take and then you get off in 2 weeks? Not one. Every drug the drug companies want to come out with are a medication you're on for the rest of your life. And by the way, here's a newsflash. Drug companies aren't evil. They're called being in business. So don't blame the drug company for doing what they do. By the way, if you buy stocks from drug companies, they're wanting to make you happy, so the very people that they're trying, these are the people they're trying to build in. It's what they do. So don't blame the drug company for wanting you to take drugs. It should be you that's in the position you're not to take them, but therein lies the problem. Let's go through the next couple slides. An industry in crisis. This isn't us saying it. By the way, if NECAN didn't exist, would this crisis exist? Look at some of these magazine covers. The starry state of healthcare. Who needs doctors? So you think you're insured. Whole books on sick. Who killed healthcare? Fat for life. 6 million kids are seriously overweight. You realize that the obesity, what that will cause later in their life, everything from cancer to heart attacks to strokes to diabetes, it's a massive problem with or without NECAN. So the next one. In fact, there's a crisis out there. Every crisis needs a what? Solution. An opportunity. Okay? The cost of sick care, we are spending $2.2 trillion on it. Right now, it's on the way to $4.5 trillion. How many folks realize that cannot sustain itself? Right now, Medicare and Medicaid are the two single biggest federal entitlements that are on the verge of being completely bankrupt. You realize everybody in Washington knows it is absolutely impossible to save Medicare and Medicaid. They have to do something for government health care or some version of it because they know they cannot fund the entitlement. It's a problem that can't be fixed. You got less and less people even having benefits, so you can't cost shift onto a non-existent market. It's an impossibility. And like I said, you can read these. We rank 37th in healthcare. We lead the world in every degenerative disease, autism epidemic, asthma, autoimmune, 44,000 cases a month of onset diabetes, which is primarily lifestyle-based. We're amputating 80,000 feet a year. You guys realize NECAN has a product for under 50 bucks. It's been published in a medical journal for stopping foot amputations for neuropathy. If that was our only product, would this be a pretty neat company? $50 to save toes. It's awesome. Let's go to the next one, please. Most common killers 100 years ago. Pneumonia, the flu, tuberculosis, and diarrhea. None of which sound like much fun. However, they were caused by bugs. Am I right? What are people dying of today? Heart disease, strokes, cancer, drug mistakes, and diabetes. All of which are mostly lifestyle based. And then you end up in the hospital and what do you get? A pneumonia and diarrhea. You still don't have any fun. You think, well, you know, I'm going to die, but it's just something that's lifestyle-based. That's not so bad. And then you end up getting the 1800 flu. So you get the double whammy. Not a good thing. Let's go to the next one. The RX factor. This is from the Journal of the American Medical Association. 250,000 people died in 2007, this is admitted, from iatrogenic causes, which is either drug reactions or medical mistakes. Now, by the way, when you're treating millions of catastrophically broken people, this is what you're going to get regardless. But we're talking about drug reactions, all these different problems. 796 million prescriptions were written in 2007. That's a 59.2% increase from only a decade before. The average person over 60 got 42.4 items per head. Does that bother anybody? In nursing homes, the doctors that treat the patients, they don't even start worrying about their chart till they hit their 10th medication. That's industry standards and practices, basically. Last but not least, the area with the largest number of items dispensed, which also has the greatest cost, is cardiac. Anyone want to take a wild guess why? Let's go to the next one. Check this out. This is from the Centers for Disease Control. This shows the obesity rate in America back in 1985. And I was alive in 85, and I looked around. I didn't think we looked all that great, but apparently we did. Because when you see the next slide, check this out. This is where we are today. That's 22 years later. How many people are appalled by that? A pound of fat has a mile of blood vessels. A pound of fat puts 3 pounds on your knees. So what happens, you guys, and this is what happens to people, this is the cycle. You don't take care of yourself because a lot of people aren't taught how, and it's really confusing how to do it because there's a lot of stuff out there we'll talk about in a second. So as your body is healthy and then it starts to deteriorate, we don't make the little adjustments along the way to keep it operating the way that it should. So we end up having a massive breakdown, and that's a real problem. And then by the time that we want to intervene and take care of our health, we have gotten so far down the line that we cannot recover from it, because once you start hurting, it's not easy to strap on the spandex and get to the gym. Do we all agree? The biggest reason people don't take care of themselves is because they hurt and they feel like heck. Do we all agree with that? So what is the solution to health care? Is it more sick care, or what is the solution? Let's go ahead and explore that. So is the industry at least big? Is the industry we're playing in at least pretty good size? Company solid, industry is big. Okay, go to the next one. I'm really glad to see you, by the way. Right on. I'm glad that you're glad, and it's nice to be nice with the nice, so that's good. We got all kinds of people still coming in for you guys at home. Let's go to the wellness solution. Let's talk about the solution to the sick care crisis. It's going to be wellness. I don't think it takes a team of geniuses to figure that out. Let's go to the next one. Well, what is wellness? How many of you guys have ever, like, tried to figure out what it is? You're a physician. It's tough. Nobody really knows what wellness is. I was a certified trainer. I worked in gyms. And what I would say to people is, wellness is working out, resting, and proper diet. Well, that makes sense. Well, that's pretty broad, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's like somebody says to me, where's the best place in America to go visit? And I say, East. You know what I'm saying? What's the best food to buy in the grocery store? What are the aisles? When I tell you water or sleep is important, that doesn't help you if you're sleeping on a bed that basically hasn't changed in 600 years. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. So the problem is, let's define what wellness is. Well, wellness is your body working the way it should, both mentally and physically. Can we all agree with that? And if you're not working the way you should, you're by definition what? Sick. But have you guys ever had a car that's making a little pinging noise and what you did was turn up the radio louder so you didn't hear it? Ladies, anybody ever done that? Turn the radio up so you don't hear the lifters are knocking. You're like, well, let's just turn the music up. No more lifter knocking. Well, your car was sick, but at the time you get a symptom, that's the problem. So let's talk about this right here and what wellness is. If we want to know what wellness is, it's your body working the way it should. Well, how do you keep your body working the way it should? Well, does anybody want to doubt that you need to sleep, eat, breathe, and drink? And then in the process of doing that, your body's going to break. Anybody want to take a guess? Is that what you need to do? Now, here's part two of that. Does anybody here want to have the discussion with me which one of those things is more important than the other ones? Or better yet, which one can you do without? See, I'm getting close to why Niken's such a big deal right now. I love it when people say to me, you guys have a lot of products. I'm like, well, that's because we tend to view breathing and drinking kind of up there. You know what I mean? It's important. Those things sustain your life. So if you know they sustain your life, do you guys think that having them better is important? Meaning if you need to drink water, is the kind of water you drink important? How about the kind of sleep, is that important? And then, by the way, for pain, you've got two choices today. You basically have drugs like narcotics, and you have things like ibuprofen. So you can either get addicted or have a hole in your colon, and not in the place where it should be. You know what I'm trying to say? In a place where it shouldn't be, and that ain't good. Okay? So this is the thing, though. Okay, we all can agree that we need to do all these things. I think it makes sense to everybody. But herein lies your dilemma. Now, like I said, my wife and I have a pretty good degree of knowledge in this area because we've been around it for years. So take NECHEN out. Where could you find all these items, and who has the technology to provide it? How many people here have ever heard of hydroxycut? That's getting sued all over the place now. That was the best thing in the industry to take for losing weight for years. I just saw something today on the internet, Oprah being blasted for her wellness advice. The Oprah getting yelled at because she's giving wellness advice. Now, by the way, the people that are yelling at her are the same ones that don't have anything to say themselves. At least she's trying. She sees what's going on. She's trying, and she gets blasted by the resident wizards that supposedly think that say what's dangerous, but then what's good. So let's look at the other thing. Who do you trust with your health, and where do you go for answers? Guys, I got to be honest with you. How many multi-billion-dollar multinational total wellness companies are there out there? There aren't very doggone many. So Paige and I went online, and we said, we're going to empower ourselves to learn about wellness. It should be pretty simple. We'll go where? To the internet. Let's go take a look. There'll be some good advice right there. Here's what we found. We typed in wellness. That was a good place to start. That brought back 117 million hits. So, but we did get results 1 through 10, which was good. And then we said, let's type in total wellness. Look for, that was a mere 4.8 million. How many of you guys realize the average person with average health intelligence, if they get 5 million hits, what do they do? And by the way, Paige and I went through all 4.8 million, and all 4.8 million, I want you to know we did it for you, and all 4.8 million contradicted the previous study. There was one article about vitamin C being great, and then said it's great because it causes cancer until it started causing cancer. And then the third article said, but it did heal you, because when you die from cancer, you point of fact no longer had the virus. And then the fourth one said the three people that wrote them before were taking too much vitamin C, they couldn't think clearly. So that's the way, have you guys ever read these conflicting arguments on how bad it is? Well, look at this, water system. Well, that was only 73 million hits, roughly. Air systems, only 147 million. Good nutrition was 36 million. Sleep system was 35 million. Pain management was 28,900,000. How many people out there realize when presented with that, people will do nothing? And everybody on there, whether you're a doctor with the group, by the way, who is qualified to be a total wellness practitioner out there right now? A certified trainer, Reiki specialist, they work with pain. Well, guess what? There's nobody out there that's a total wellness expert. Paige and I paid $35, and we rented a total wellness expert to take care of all this for us. So instead of having to sort through this, I open up a catalog and take care of our family's health. Let's take a look at that. One-stop shop for total wellness. Imagine, if you will, where we are today. If we bought our wellness, which is what we're doing, if we buy our groceries like we buy our wellness, you'd have a bread store, a meat store, a vegetable store, a fruit store. How many people think that would be a little bit irritating? Then what if some super smart people said, let's just put it all together and call it the grocery store? How many of you guys would go, wow? You wouldn't say, wow, that's what you do now. Well, why isn't wellness doing that? Why are we shopping from eight places to get our wellness? Because no one's ever done what NECHEN has done. I'm not going through all of our technology tonight because I'm not here to have you be a network scientist. I'm here to help you be a multimillionaire by launching this company. And along the way, we're going to make you healthy. Look at this like a business person tonight. If you went to open a Subway franchise, you wouldn't ask to taste the mayonnaise. You wouldn't ask, well, where do you get your ham? You might ask that later, but you'd want to know what the business model is, right? What if a company actually did this and was the first stop in the world for total wellness? You think there'd be a viable opportunity there? And then, by the way, if somebody actually started teaching total wellness, what would be the impact on people's lives? This is massive. Let's go to the next. Check this out. NECHEN has solved it through the certified wellness home. This is where we do our Costco for wellness. In our home, we lay on the bed, drink the air, breathe the water. I think we do that. Yes, NECHEN actually vetted liquid air. You guys get the idea. All the stuff's in our home. We lay on the bed, we drink the water, we breathe the air. I've got magnetics in my shoes. I've got a couple little power patches on my back. We have NECHEN skincare. We have NECHEN nutritional. All these technologies surround our home. And we use NECHEN kind of like a Costco for health. We outsource it. If NECHEN makes a water machine, I don't go home and have to read 8 books on water. I assume that a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar multinational medically certified in journal articles company is going to give me at least as good a water as Larry Smith and his water company in New Mexico. You follow what I'm saying? So when you're talking state of the art, this company has it. And by the way, if you can lay, sit, walk, breathe, or drink, you're a fitness expert. You don't have to worry about all sorts of stuff. We go to the gym in the morning because we love it. but we don't have to at least maintain basic health. And then what you do beyond that is up to you, but at least you're going to be healthy. People here doubt that if you breathe, drank, ate whole food nutrition, and slept better, your body would probably be healthy. And how many people out there would like an answer to throwing away prescription bottles? Awesome. Let's go to the next one with some of the technologies in the wellness home. We're going to give you the best sleep in the world, with temperature control and moisture control, advanced magnetics inside of it. Like I said, those have been published in the medical journal. We're going to give you the proper kind of support. We have two types of sleep systems. One is like the select comfort in terms of the air in it, but it's got all those other features. It even pH balances your body when you sleep in it, guys. It is the absolute leap beyond any other sleep system in the market. We have living water. They found a place in Japan where the plants grow twice as big as anywhere else. Unbelievable. They replicated it. Fresh, clean, living water. It not only takes out bacterial stuff, it takes out even like your contaminants, your suspended solids, and your different pharmaceuticals and stuff there in your city water. It's awesome stuff. We have clean, fresh air. It emits ions without ozone, which is a very big deal, and takes out 99.97% of the contaminants. It's not just some charcoal filter on your water and your air that takes out meteorites. We're talking taking out stuff that you couldn't see under a microscope easily. This thing is awesome. And balanced whole food nutrition, guys, we have stuff for everybody's needs, and we have stuff for specific needs. And it's all pharmaceutical grade, high quality, easy to use, affordable, and we have many different products. Now, by the way, Nikon doesn't have two products. Most home businesses you go to, they have a jug of something, right? Somebody the other day, would they have phone cards? Can you imagine thinking, I'm going to be retired for 50 years off a phone card? Or, and I'm not making fun of you if you're doing it, but I'm just saying, think. You think in 10 years, if you've got a case of juice, you're still going to be retired. The only thing that's still going to be selling by the case that's liquid in 10 years is going to be Guinness on the side or something. Because there's always going to be demand for that. You know what I mean? I don't think that a juice that's going to, look, if something is good, it's going to happen to it in 5 years if it is that good. It's going to come off patent. It's going to be sitting on the grocery store shelf. The hardest thing a company can do is go from having one great product to having multiple, because your money either goes into increased production or research and development. Most companies can't do both. That's the hardest part about it. Now, Nikon, by the way, not only has all these different technologies, but we also have the pain technologies and the relief and discomfort technologies, all different shapes and sizes. And guess how you use the magnetics? Wherever you hurt, you put it where you hurt. When you don't hurt, you take it off. And now, do not now have to say, we'll cause headache, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. In certain rare instances, it may cause death. You ever seen those commercials? Our technologies do not come with the little white paper that you unfold that shows that 3 in 1,000 people had a vapor lock when they simply opened the bottle. And if you read the fine print, it says 2 of 3 died when they saw the cost of the prescription. You know what I'm trying to say? That's pretty crazy stuff. And 9 of 10 were hungry for a week because they had to choose between that and feeding themselves, which is what a lot of people are doing today. So the bottom line is, guys, look at the power we're putting in your hands, the power over your health, over your family's health, and then if I go to the doctor, it's because of a problem I couldn't solve, not because of a problem I didn't address. That is what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you something right now. We are going to completely change, and we're going to define what wellness is. Pretty neat stuff. Who's using our products? You go to the next one. Over 6,000 medical professionals, healthy families around the world. We have everything from professional athletes, collegiate athletes. We have Shannon Miller, the most decorated Olympic gymnast. She's going to be on a call mid-month with Nikon. She's actually building the business and a part of this with us. All kinds of neat people. But what I'm most excited about, you could take someone that's never been healthy, never worked out, and never really known a lot, and we can get them healthy without them having to be an expert. What's the reason you hire a consultant? Why do you hire a lawyer or go to a doctor or hire one of the tech geeks to fix your computer? Because they know stuff you don't. With Nikon, we hire them because they know stuff we don't. And it makes it easy for anybody. Go to the next slide. How do you get these awesome products? Guys, it's super expensive to get your membership. It's $35. Pretty reasonable. We paid $50 for Costco so we can get bulk toilet paper. $35, we're throwing away prescription bottles. You know? A lot of people come to Nikon and they say, listen, you know, when presented with the opportunity, when you know what you know, that air and water are both important, a lot of people come on board and they feel very strongly compelled to do this. Now, by the way, let me just say this, and I'm going to hit you with this because I want you to think about it, and it may be uncomfortable, but it doesn't make it not true. Are you going to wait to start doing this until your doctor calls you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and says, we need to talk to you about your lab results, and then all of a sudden you're Captain Health? Or are you going to start thinking about it now so at least you have a big shot to not ever get that phone call? What's crazy to me is how many people wait till they get the lab results back, and then you've got a catastrophic problem on your hands, and then all of a sudden you're eating raw vegetables. Believe me, I don't ever want to have to do that because I'm a meatitarian. I'll eat raw hamburger. Then I'm going to write a book, The Cancer Cure, Raw Hamburger. You know what? It probably has as much medical backing as all the rest of the stuff. You know what I mean? So the bottom line with this, they have these convenience packs. A lot of people want to get a lot of stuff. Like if you get the pack on the bottom, it's called the professional pack, you save almost $1,000 versus buying the product separately, $600 on the middle pack, $60 on the small pack. And what they do is they're like a market basket of stuff. And look, don't come in and get stressed about it. Get whatever you need to get. If you just want to get yourself feeling better and fix your back, do it. But I'm saying that Neaten makes it easy as a perk of membership. You have 90 days to do this from the day you come on board if you want to get one of these. And if you're building the business, one of the nicest things about Neaten, there's no investment in Neaten per se. Your health is our product. So drinking clean water and breathing clean air and sleeping on a good bed and having magnets to fix your body, isn't it cool? That's the only investment you're ever going to have in your Neaten business. That's awesome. Our product is you. So this is how you can get them the easiest. And if I was coming on board, I'd grab one of those in a heartbeat, because if I bring other people on board, what would I want to tell them? Get one of these. So it's easy. Duplicable. Let's go to the next one. How many of you guys would like to earn how to earn income now that you know about the product? And by the way, even if you're just going to be a product user, all the rest of the presentation applies to you, doesn't it? Now let's talk about how to transition towards the income, and we'll do that. So let's go to the first slide. Here's how most people work today. How many people here like trading time for dollars? What happens if you don't trade time? You don't get dollars. Anybody found that to not be a good thing for them? Well, by the way, 90% of people do this. They control less than 10% of the money. How do the people work that are living the way most people want to live? They're hiring people to trade time for dollars. In other words, people that know how are always employed by people that know why. People always say, well, I've got a real job, Rick. I'm a such and such, a such and such. And I'm like, well, I've got a real life because I'm a nobody that sleeps on a bed. Think about it. What am I for a living? We're professional networkers. We're professional organizational. It actually is what we do. Neaten is our vehicle that we use to do it. So we're partnered with this company so that we can build residual. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather work for an hour and get paid once and then have to work for another hour to get paid again? Or would you rather work for an hour, get paid, and then have that hour keep paying you the rest of your life? Just makes more sense. And by the way, how many of you guys have ever wanted to trade time and nobody would give you dollars? Anybody ever heard it? How many people here know somebody that's 50 that's ever been told you're too overqualified? / we don't want to pay you. That's what that means. And how many people ever had a kid that you wanted to give them dollars but they didn't trade time? You ever had that one before? It is. So the bottom line is, the problem with this is you don't have much of a life. And by the way, if you are working in the old economy and you've got the resume, the old job, let's go to the next slide. Let's see what's being said about this. The future of work. And I want you to read this, and I want you to think about it where you are. And I'm going to ask you this question. The world has changed. 20 years ago, the 40-year-old watch economy is gone. You've got to be smart. Listen to what this says. Throw away the briefcase. You're not going to the office. You can kiss your benefits goodbye, too, and your new boss won't look much like your old one. There's no longer a ladder, and you may never get to retire, but there's a world of opportunity if you figure out a new path. Yes, you have a question. If you're trading time for dollars and you're sitting here tonight, are you realizing the world has changed? My question is, have you changed with it? So the next, you like that slide. I'm fired up. That's cool. How we work. This is the new economy. What Neaten does, who we're partnered with, is partnership better than employee? The partners get treated better than when you're a new lawyer. My first job out of college, I worked for Chrysler, and we worked with Anderson Consulting at the time, who I knew they were going to go out of business back then because it was horrendous. But they would hire like 60 kids out of college and work them like 60 to 70 hours a week so that like 1 in 10 could make partner. And when they made partner, it was like they weren't going to get canned. So being a partner is always better. With Neaten, we have a different kind of partnership. It's a partnership of equals. Neaten makes packages, invents, and ships. They do all the common business concerns, and they back us with a 501 rated multi-billion dollar company. When they're published in a medical journal, you're published in a medical journal. What we do is use the products, refer and connect people to Neaten, teach them how to do the same thing, and then earn a reproductive residual income for your efforts. How many people think that sounds pretty easy? Let me boil it down even easier. How many of you guys remember Costco membership? Can you imagine if you sent other people in and they said, who did you send in? Well, I sent in my daughter, Paula, and she's going to sign at the bottom, and she's going to put your name at the top. And then every time she buys a cart full of groceries, Costco's going to send you a thank you of $6 on the 100. whether she does it now or in 10 years. How many people think that'd be a pretty good way to earn some money? Now, what if Paula brought us on board, and we brought my brother on board, brought my sister on board, brought our neighbor on board, brought her folks on board, her brother on board? Pretty soon there's 15 people buying groceries. You go to the mailbox, and Costco sends you an even bigger thank you note in the form of an even bigger check. And I'm going to go every month forever because we're always going to need bundles of TP when you have a house full of kids, right? Kids come over, it's gone. You don't even know where it goes. It just disappears. It's cardboard laying there. You know we're going back. So if you're going to sponsor somebody into a home business, don't you want something that people are going to continue to consume? Now, see, here's the problem with the box full of stuff, because then they don't buy another box full of stuff for months. Neekin, we're consuming things all the time. So the bottom line with Neekin, we're Costco without a store, meaning we have a membership. How many of you guys in this room get stuff all the time? How many of you guys ever gotten a paycheck that you weren't even around when the order was placed? Remember Liz being in Ecuador right now? She's in Ecuador. And people are ordering, and Neekin's going to send us a paycheck, and I am muy contento about that. So that's pretty awesome stuff. Let's go to the next slide. We'll talk about, break it down a little bit more. A wellness consultant, which is our name. You send orders to Neekin. Neekin sends you products and paychecks. How many people here are trained? Everything you order in a month adds up into something called personal volume. If you order two things that cost $10, what's your personal volume? If you order three things that cost $10, what's your personal volume? How many people here have got this down? I wish people are so perplexed with, what is it that you people do? When you went into Costco and joined, did you say, I need more brochures? I need to evaluate the technology and see if the Kiplinger's potato chips are truly better than the ones I buy at HEB. And you didn't do that because you're like, you were a nut. I was like, people come to Neekin meetings and they're like, for $35, you can have access to all the greatest health in the world. And they're like, I need to evaluate more. Come on, we just got all the stuff on DirecTV. I didn't need six pamphlets. We were like, well, we'd like HBO. That was the end of that, right? And by the way, renewing your membership isn't even $35. It's $19 a year. It's pretty awesome. So it's pretty easy. So we got this down. But this isn't where you make the money. This is where the money starts. Let's go to the first one. Now, this is one of my favorite analogies. When you sponsor people in Neekin, they have the same kung fu you do, meaning they can order. They're independent. They don't have to talk to you, anything to order. I mean, we're going to help them get started because that's part of our job. But once they order, they have personal volume. You have personal volume. But if you brought Paula on board, if you do a dollar and she does a dollar, you both have a personal volume of a dollar. You have personal group volume of two. Paige used to do sales training for a big company, and there would be like 100 people in the training. And she would get up there and give this awesome training. And so there's 100 people. They're all going to work 40 hours this week. Paige would run to the mailbox super excited because she's going to have a check for 4,000 hours in there. And she would go to the mailbox, and to her horror, it would be her paycheck. However, if they didn't perform, she would catch flack like she did 4,000 hours worth of work. Am I right? So the point is, in Neekin, when you bring people on board, it's just like what you guys have been doing, except you're getting paid for the aggregate of the effort instead of the one effort. This would be more. Now, let me show you where the big kung fu happens when you're like, you know, walking on the top of trees and stuff. Check this out. Not only can you sponsor people, but your people can sponsor people who can sponsor people who can sponsor people who can sponsor people. And how big can your group get? Big as you want to make it. People say, well, is this one of those pyramid things? No. A pyramid is when you're buying a product that has no ability to be resold, meaning it's a cover to move a lot of stuff, like a jug of something. If you're buying 15 of it, you might be in a pyramid. Or if you're paying money to get a level, it might be a pyramid. It's like Jeff Foxworthy up here. With Neekin, it's not a pyramid because money only exchanges hands when a product is either consumed or sold. Okay? The other thing is every time you buy something in Neekin, it asks you, what does it say at the top? Have you sold or consumed 70% of the products that you've gotten? Neekin will throw you out if you pyramid it. You will be gone. They will send you a letter saying, what are you doing? You're out. You can't even rig this if you wanted to. And we're in the Direct Selling Association, which means you're a legitimate home business. And by the way, if you're wondering if this is a pyramid, how many people here work for a regular company? You've got a president and a whole bunch of not presidents. I'm not Pythagoras, but that's awful. That ain't an octagon. You know what I'm saying? That's a pyramid. The problem with that pyramid is if you move up, someone else has to let you, or they have to get fired, or they got to die. And the people below you want your job, the people beside you don't want you to get the next job, and the people above you don't want you to have it, and you're wondering why it's hard. All right? By the way, money will fall from the sky in this from people you don't even know. And I want people to say, does this actually work? If you're in this room tonight and I didn't invite you, it could possibly work. if you're sitting home tonight watching this on your computer because someone sent you a little Evite, which I know there's some people doing that, it could possibly work. Unless you are just a random event and you're the only one that would do this. My point is I'm making a joke out of it. It worked. Somebody left a videotape sitting on my desk and I watched it. That's how much it worked. And I put in the video and called the person against you and said, how do you get started? It worked. There are people watching at home. Lyle and Sandy Meeker and their awesome room full of people. We can see them up here. Hi, guys. They have people in that room. Lyle and Sandy have got to be, and you can help me with this. They've got to be, what, eight people down? Six people down? Four? So that means anybody sitting in that room is five, six people down in terms of generations away from us. Think of the power of a business when there's a room full of people, five and six generations deep who you don't even know. How many people would like to get paid like that? Or you can go back and account for every hour and every dollar in your entire paycheck. I'd rather get money I don't know about. Let's go to the next one. We have nine levels in NECAN. It's real simple. You start it direct. How much money do we get paid for signing people up? It's $35 a pop. Even if we did, it wouldn't be that great. Okay? So it's extremely expensive. The first four levels, senior, executive, bronze, and silver, are all based on that personal group volume. That's why I taught it to you. When you do the volume, you get the promotion. There's no glass or silver ceiling. There's nobody that meets. And in Austin, we could have 1,000 people at the top level. We could have everybody in Austin could potentially be at the top level, couldn't they? At silver, the game changes. This is my favorite part of NECAN. The only way you go gold is by teaching three other people to go silver. You could do $267 trillion in volume and never go past silver unless three other people are getting promoted. I get so excited about that. I don't make a dime unless my people do. I don't make money off training. I don't make money off seminars. And we only get promoted when our people do. So if you're wondering tonight, am I trying to sell you on this? Let me be really, really clear. Your signing up and 50 cents will buy me a cup of coffee. We're interested in partners. And if you come on board and find out that everything that I told you is a bunch of baloney, I don't make money, you don't make money, nobody makes money. We're interested in you coming on board with all your eyes wide open so you know what's going on, you feel good about what you're doing, because then we've got someone that's here. There's no incentive in NECAN to pump this thing up. And frankly, Mark Twain said it best, if you don't lie, you don't have a lot to remember. You got the world's only total wellness company and no one knows about it. It doesn't take Milton Friedman to see where this thing is going. That's what's so beautiful about it. Gold is three silvers. By the way, at the gold level, guys, that's middle management. You can qualify for an auto and a home program. They'll actually pay for your car. Check this out. Platinum is three golds. Diamond is three platinums. Royal diamond is three diamonds. Our little boy is 11 years old. He was sitting at the kitchen table last week saying, so, Dad, the way this works, you have to help people get to the top to build it. That's a really smart way to work. We're going to get him on a conference call. He was like, you're a team. I'll let him do the preview. To an 11-year-old, he wasn't confused by it. Help three people get to the top, you get a great big fat 10, right? It's really, really neat stuff. Let's go to the next slide. This is visual. A lot of people love this slide because it shows the power of duplication. If you sponsor five and duplicate that five times, you'd have over 15,000, actually you'd have like 18,000 people in your group. You'd have a PGV of like 1.8 million. Your paycheck would be $118,000 in the month. How many people are blown away by that? If I'm 90% wrong, could you live on $11,000 a month? Guys, how many of you could do with a couple extra grand a month come rolling in? How about $500 a month? The average bankruptcy could have been prevented with $500 a month. $500 a month. By the way, the number one reason for bankruptcy is medical. Okay? You want to talk about, you want to say, well, people don't need this? Benefit spending soars to new high. Americans rely on a $2 trillion safety net. $1 in $6 of Americans' income is now coming from the government. Makes me sick. Here's a way for you to have, and by the way, if the government gives it to you, they can take it away. No one's going to take this away from you. And by the way, this is being free. I'd rather be free on my feet than live on my knees. That's freedom right there. Economic freedom, health freedom, everything. You go to the next one. Supporting your success. Remember that thing about how if you don't go silver, we're not going gold? Three guesses how good our training is. We know exactly how to get you to silver and beyond. We've done it many times. People all over the world. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You come in, you duplicate it. You add your talents to it. You're not going to come into this and robotically duplicate. You're going to take who you are, add the simple basics to it, and then have a great time helping people build your business, having fun, serving other people. We have every kind of event you can imagine. If you go to the next slide, why NECAN, why now? Let me ask you something. We have a changing demographic in terms of the demographic of the world getting older in some places, younger in others. Older people want income, and they want better health. How are we looking on that? Younger people want income with freedom. How are we looking on that? We have a global business revolution with distributed business. How are we looking on that? We have a technological revolution. How are we looking on that? We have a healthcare crisis. How are we looking on that? We have a wellness revolution. How are we looking on that? In fact, can you name one major paradigm shift Nikon is not sitting exactly at the crossroads of? Most businesses are lucky if they got one. We got them all. By the way, it's a business anyone can start from anywhere. We have people. In fact, Liz Coker down in Ecuador is the CEO of a multi-million dollar company at 70 years old and building Nikon and traveling the world. Don't tell me you're too busy. We got people with three kids and two jobs that are building this because they don't want to have two jobs, and sometimes they don't want to have three kids. But they always love them, you know how that goes. But the bottom line is we got people that are super busy that find time to do it. We have people that have less. It all depends on how much you want. Look, this isn't net miracle marketing. It's a real business. It's a real thing that you build. The nice thing is, though, we have things in place where you can let your business work for you and work smart. And if you work hard under smart, you're going to make a lot of money. And I tell you this, if you do this now in a year, you won't have somebody else making choices for you. If you're 59, 60, 65 with nothing for retirement, you can retire the way you thought you were going to when you were 40. You can set yourself free. Awesome. Let's run the next, please. Getting started is extremely simple. Fill out an application. That takes about 30 seconds. Order the product that you want. If you want to make it easy and get a pack, that takes 2 minutes. People, we're going to help you do that. And by the way, here's the advanced training. We're doing something really neat. Would you like to take a peek and see if it's up your alley? If they like it, you show them something like this. If they don't, you thank them. How many people here can do that? People say, well, Rick, I'm no salesperson. I'll say, well, you know, here's my thoughts on that. I was an engineer in a cubicle, and I couldn't stand it, but I did it for a long time because it's just what I thought I had to do. With Nikon, I'm of the opinion, even if I didn't like health and wellness for 20 or 30 or 50 grand a month from home, I can pretend. You know what I mean? How many of you guys do something you can't stand every day and you're afraid you're going to use it? And here you've got this. Maybe you have to learn some new skill sets. Maybe being outgoing or just wanting to share with people is something you need to learn. Your biggest challenge in Nikon is going to be, do you want a better life for yourself enough to go out and share it with other people? And if you can get excited about wellness, excited about freedom, and excited about income, we can help you get this business built. It's directly in proportion to how much you want to build it in terms of how much success you'll have. The best people at this often aren't building a dream. They're running away from a nightmare. And that's the truth. So your exit for financial freedom is upon you. Embrace it. Let's go to the next one. Are you in the right place at the right time? Lightning struck 30 years ago when Microsoft went out. How many people recognize that as being the Microsoft guy? And gals, I think, or I can't tell. That was the 70s, who knows, right? But there you go. By the way, these folks, when they went out, when Bill Gates put the computer on the chairman of IBM's desk, you know what the chairman of IBM said? No one's ever going to want to buy those fancy calculators. Not a bank would touch them because they were an unproven concept. How did Microsoft do? You know why that's a parallel? Because they built the first operating system for the computer and it changed everything. Nikon just built the operating system for the human body called the Wellness Home. And by the way, Nikon isn't going to the bank with an idea in a jalopy box. We're coming to you, no one knows about us, with a 501 rating, medical journal studies, complete infrastructure, a complete training program, 30 million customers, 37 countries on 5 continents, and you're just in the position of being the bank that gets to loan them money before anybody else gets to see it. The difference is we don't borrow money from the bank. Nikon generates income when you do. I've given this presentation hundreds of times. Every time I get it, I get a chill when I think about it. So lightning just struck twice. You're all in the right place at the right time. Now you have the right information. My question is, do you have the right will to act? That's it. So the bottom line, guys, if you go to the last slide, how would your life look if you had time, money, and health all in your hands? Are those the things that give you freedom and ability to make? Well, let me ask you this. What gives you the ability to make your own choices? Money, time, and health. What does Nikon give you? Money, time, and health. Guess how we make our money? By giving other people that choice in their hands. Money, time, and health. My wife and I love what we do. We're very blessed to work with the best people in the world. I love everybody in our business, the people we work with, the people we haven't met yet. We get to go out and help them be a part of something. There is not one article in this entire thing that says, hey, here's some hope. You read that and you're lucky if you don't go in and your spouse has to take away your shoelaces and belt. We're out spreading hope. And what's more is we have something. You know, I really enjoy listening to positive speakers and stuff. Like, I really like speaking. I could never just be a motivational speaker because then I send you back to your crummy job on Monday. With Nikon, we get to say, here's all the great things you can do in life. Be with who you love. Do what you love. Then we get to show you how to do it. So it's pretty neat. We went and saw the movie, a movie Up yesterday. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really cute. It's a kid's movie. I hope you guys all build a great adventure book. Build your adventure book with Nican, because from today you have a white sheet of paper to build whatever life you want. So thank you all for coming. We're here every Thursday at 7 Central so we can get you home. So let's get you started, let's get you trained, let's get you home, and let's get some people off some painkillers and medication, and let's go spread some hope. All right? Thanks, everybody.